From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss a number of issues, including global economy, terrorism, and transatlantic security during the two-day visit by President Obama to Germany starting today. Before heading there, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who was celebrating her 90th birthday. President Obama also took part in a London town hall meeting with young people, where he spoke of the long relationship between the U.S. and U.K.
The joint efforts and sacrifices of previous generations of Americans and Brits are a big part of why we've known decades of relative peace and prosperity in Europe, and that in turn has helped to spread peace and prosperity around the world.
Mr. Obama will cap his visit to Germany on Monday with a speech outlining his vision for future U.S.-European relations. North Korea confirmed today that it had conducted a submarine-launched ballistic missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. South Korea says the test on Saturday does not appear to have been a success. United Nations recently imposed a new set of stronger sanctions on North Korea in response to Pyongyang's fourth nuclear test. That was in January, and a ballistic missile test following month. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar's anticipated return to the capital Juba, planned for Saturday, was delayed when President Salva Kiir's government demanded the team inspect weapons that Machar would bring. Machar's return is a key part of the peace process to form a transitional unity government. This is VOA News.